Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. How you doing, Abdul?
Mr. Ruben, to schedule an appointment with Trump is easier these days.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't available yesterday. I'm just coming in. I'm just trying to get caught up. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I just want to talk to you about this stuff. I don't know why the other guy, he said he don't have access to my account, but Catherine did yesterday, so it's just here.
You said he don't have access to your account, Abdul?
Yeah, he said the guy that he answered the phone, I forgot his name. He said he don't have access, so he couldn't help me. But Catherine yesterday, she did help me. But let me talk to you about the details really quick. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So sorry about the hassle there. Let me help you take care of that, Abdul. Yeah, please.
Okay, so I did yesterday, I paid, so the plan is to pay $1,000 for Columbus, right? So we can pay the 15% management fee, right? So what I did, I told her to charge the card $500 for the next 2 weeks. And then in 2 weeks, schedule another payment, which is, I think she did on the 31st. Can you double check? For another $500.
Yes, I have it scheduled here, the 31st, okay?
But just to confirm, the $500, $75 will be deducted from it, and then the other $575 will be deducted.
Let me see, because right now we're still with the 20%. Let me just confirm here.
Yeah, because we're doing $1,000 for Columbus, and I'm gonna put some money in Dayton today, and then increase Dayton later, but the next month, or on the 31st, after we pay the other $500, we'll start with $1,000. So okay. But I have the dispatcher running, like she's working, so I want her to get calls. So can you transfer both locations on her phone number? And then I think Dayton, we just ran out of money today. So I'm going to put whatever amount for the next week or two, like right now.
Okay.
Because the ad's still running?
The ads, they're up, but they are... We almost are out of a budget.
Okay, I'll give you a card number to charge $200-$300. Maybe like $250. Let me see. Hold on. Just to give us through till Monday, you know? And then I'll increase it on Monday. And that one, we could do 20% of Dayton. But Columbus, it's going to be $1,500 now, $500 later. Just let's confirm that it's going to be 15%. But Dayton, it can be 20% until I increase it to $1,000.
Okay. Then I just need to double check with management. But I think we'll get the A-OK. So it's just a matter of clearing that up with them. Let me see. So we're gonna start it in Columbus. Start it as soon as possible.
Yeah, start as soon as possible with 40 miles. Let's do 40 miles because I don't get calls. So right now I don't get calls in Dayton. I only get clicks, so I don't know if it's the small radius or I don't know. So let's increase the radius in Columbus to 40 from the address I gave you.
Okay.
40 miles, and then let's do the $500, 75 management fee, and then the 425 get divided for 14 days. And then on the 31st, we do the same.
Okay. I can definitely set that up. Let's see.
Or if the ads will be running on the 20th, the $425 can be for the only 10 days, till the 31st. So whenever the ads start, divide the whole budget, like the 425, divided by the whatever days, 10 days, 9 days, 12 days, see what I'm saying?
It should be no later than Friday. No later than Friday, it should be up, so no later than the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 20th to 31st, it will be 425 after the management fee. Divide those for 11 days or 12 days, including the 20th and the 31st. And then that will be, let me see. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 days. From Friday. So 12 days, 425 on 12 days. That's 35.4 a day. So put set it as $35 a day. And then they start on, like, the ad will be running on Friday. all the way till the 31st.
Okay. Yeah, we can certainly set that up. I'll get started on the Google Ads as soon as possible with my team to have them published by Friday at the latest. If not,
and then what about the searches and the cleanup? All that we'll redo it again, or how can we do this?
Yeah, I mean, from the campaign, I'm gonna just add all the negative keywords we have for Dayton. I'm gonna try to add them to the campaign. Hopefully, we don't get any of those searches from the start, but we would still have to look over it, right? We would still have to review the searches that we're getting and do the cleanup then. But we'll get started on the cleanup a little beforehand.
Okay, sounds good. And then Dayton, I'm going to give you a card number, and then you can charge for Dayton because I don't want the ad to stop. And then increase Dayton, delete zip codes, increase Dayton from my home address to 40 miles as well.
40-mile radius? Okay. So we're increasing the area in Dayton again, right?
Yes, because Columbus is 70 miles away. I'm trying to have the both campaigns meet at one point.
Cover. Okay. Yeah, got it. Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and increase the radius on Dayton. That will be done today. Okay?
Okay, and then also you can have Dayton. Let me see. Dayton, we pay 20% management fee. So if we do $400, it will be 80. $80. So yeah, you can charge the card $384. I'll give you the card number. You can charge that card $384. Or can you do it? We could do two cards, or we could do this card. So I'll give you a card number, Ruben. Charge $384, and that will be $300 after $304 after the management fee.
Okay. Invoice here. So I'm sorry. How much do you want me to add on Google Ads? $384.
I want it to be $300 even for the next 10 days. So $10 $30 a day, 10 days. That's $300.
Uh-huh.
And then that excludes the management fee.
Okay. So include the management fee. Let me see how much that is. Moment, if you do 300 with the management fee, I'm sorry, if you do 400 with the management fee, it would drop it to 320, so it would be about 380, right? Let me see.
Yeah, charge 380, yes, charge the card I'm going to give you right now, 380, so that way Dayton's still running, and then Columbus starts Friday, but both campaigns, go the contracting number, it will go to her phone. It's either way, right? It's, we don't have to, like, it's already set up that way, or no?
Yeah.
Not yet, right?
Not yet, but we can set it up that way. I mean, whoever calls that number goes to
from
her
now.
First. Uh-huh, yeah, goes to her first, and if she don't answer, goes to you.
Okay, and then if she's off, it just comes to me straight. So, till 4 o'clock.
Till 4 o'clock, uh-huh, okay.
Sounds and then good. Weekend, Saturday and Sunday comes to me.
Goes to you directly, right? She's only available Monday
to
Friday. Uh-huh, yeah.
7 to 4, Eastern time.
Okay, yeah, sounds
just
good.
Just like weekend. You guys' is hours. It's just like you guys' is hours, right? 7 to 4.
We're 7 to 4 Pacific, yep, uh-huh, exactly.
But I want it 7 to 4 Eastern, yeah?
Yes, sir, uh-huh, we'll set it 7 to 4 Eastern your time. And like we said, after that time, it should be rerouted to your number.
Okay, I'll give you the card number whenever you're there. It's going to be a different card than the 105.
Okay, let me just delete this one here, since I can only have one card on file.
But the payment scheduled, right, for the 31st on the
uh-huh.
other card? Or will go away?
No, it's still scheduled. I mean, I will still follow up beforehand, right?
So, yeah, just make sure it don't come out of this card. Mm-hmm. I want to make them separate. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's not a problem. May I have the new card number?
4427-4200-1019-8908.
Just run that back. 4427-4200-1019-8908. I'm sorry, 8908.
Yes, sir.
8908. Okay, may I have the expiration date, please?
That's what I'm trying to get right now. Give me one second. Mm-hmm. 0230. 0230, and then the CVV 808.
Okay, so 0330 and the CVV, what is it again, I'm sorry?
808.
808. Okay, is the billing address on this card the same?
No, it's 75 Chestnut Street, Beaver Creek, Ohio, 45440.
45440. Okay. Here it is.
Oh, wait. The card is unlocked. The card, I just unlocked it.
Okay. That's good. I just updated payment info here. So I'm just going to charge the card. Okay, one moment. Give me a little error message. Expired card. It says, expiration date, 3:30?
No, 2:30.
2:30, okay. That's probably why. All right. I'm going to try to take the payment again. One moment.
Thank you, sir. I see.
Okay. Now it went through successfully. So we're just gonna get started on Columbus ads, but I'll go ahead and make the adjustment on the service area here before that. Okay.
Yeah, increase it like it's right now 20 miles or some. Increase it to 30, 35 miles. Now for 40, yeah, or maybe 40 miles, 30 to 40 miles, whatever better for the budget.
Okay, just as long as it touches at that point, right, with the Columbus.
Yes, and then I'm trying to test something, so have both it on the 31st. So divide the budget, whatever I have after the management fee, till the 31st.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. We can evaluate it there.
And then can you please do the call tracking number, do it right now, forwarding it to her phone number?
Yes. I'll go ahead and talk to our tech team right away, so we can just make sure we set the number up immediately.
Yes, and then after it's done, call me or send me a message so we can test it out really quick.
Absolutely. I'll get back to you on that, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Let me talk to the dispatcher.
Wonderful. Thank you, Abdullah. I'll get to work. I don't know if you have any other question for me right now.
No, everything is good. So far, so good. But just please call me as soon as you can with the update on everything, just to confirm.
I'll work on it right away, Abdullah. Okay, I'll talk to you as soon as we get
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.